If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. That concludes my discussion about gun control on the show. The open and live stream of this show is brought to you by Berlin Raceway. They have the championship races coming up on Saturday. Tickets are just $14 when you buy them online. So all of the divisions, a champion will be crowned. Now, in some of these divisions, the points race is pretty much handled. Already have a winner. But still, it's a great time always at Berlin Raceway. This is kind of like the finale. This coming Saturday at Berlin Raceway. They've been an amazing partner on the podcast all throughout this summer, spring, summer, and early fall. I appreciate them so much. So one last time, go check out the races at Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. Don't forget about my pal, Zach Marco, over at EstateWise. When it comes to your final will and trust, there's only one person that you need to reach out to get this all taken care of. Now, if you've never done this, if this doesn't sound familiar to you, I mean, you would know if you've filled out your will and trust, then this is something that you need to take care of. And this isn't just for a person who's, you know, old like myself or Joe Martinez. Don't think that just because you've got your will done or, it goes all to my wife, that everything is taken care of. It's not. There's a few steps that have to happen that you need to take care of to protect your family and make that a rock-solid plan. Estate planning involves preparing for the future and ensuring that your assets, like all that HVAC cheddar, Joe Martinez, is distributed according to your wishes. It's not just the elderly. Whether you're young, have children, or just starting to build your wealth, planning for the future is crucial. You have to have an estate plan in place. It will ensure your children, your spouse, or other dependents are financially secure and that your estate doesn't go into the godforsaken world of probate. This is what I'd like you to do. I just want you to reach out and get this type of professional guidance started with one phone call to my pal and my attorney for my estate. That is my pal, Zach Marco. His company is EstateWise, online at estate Wise.com. Call or text 616-540-7544. That's 616-540-7544. I'm going to keep harping on this until you all do it. Do we have a will in place? Well, oh yeah, we do. Well, that's not enough. You got to have your trust in place. You have to plan your estate. There's so much more to it than just a will. Oh, we haven't done anything. Reach out to Zach. He'll help you. He'll guide you through it. 616-540-7544. Honestly, it's going to cost you north of $1,200, $1,300 by the time it's all said and done. Do it once, and then you don't have to worry about it. Get this done yesterday. 616-540-7544. If you would you please just reach out and say hi that you heard about him here? I want him to know that you are getting the message. All right. Joe Martinez says, my fortune is going to the Michigan Wolverines. Absolutely. Make that known in your trust. You can't just say it here. It doesn't hold any a weight. Back to our topic about abolishing guns. Jeremy writes, the way I see it, Jimmy, drunk driving has been banned for a long time, yet people still do it. There are pieces of shit everywhere who do shitty things, but that doesn't mean we can't try to make it harder for them to do shitty things. Yeah, I don't know about that. Whenever I hear the comparisons of guns, A to B, B to C, offense to offense, I don't even like those to cloud the argument. I just wish I could wave a magic wand. Magic. I almost said magic wand. A magic wand. And just get everybody on the same page. And just instantly, for 10 years, no one has a gun. Let's just humor me on this argument. No one has a gun for 10 years. Everything else remains the same. Let's see what happens. Now, if after this fantasy world that I am throwing out there to you, let's say there are zero mass murders and the world, the U.S., is as safe as can be, would that convince you gun fucks that this is a good thing? Now, I'm honest with you every time I talk. You got to be honest with me. I love my guns, but I'm not dumb like you. I'm not like you at all. Just humor me. I'm going to ask you one question at the end of this. I'm going to state it all again, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Fantasy world, all guns disappear, 10 years, crime, death, mass shootings goes dramatically down, if not completely gone. The question I ask you is, do you want your guns back? Yes or no? That's all you can answer here. You can't type anything else other than yes or no. I would say, I don't want them. Fuck it. Crime is gone. Shit, now this is all fucking fantasy, I know. But I'm trying, my point is I'm trying to illustrate how dumb you are. Because most of you are going to say, yeah, give them back. And that's the type of psychos we're dealing with here. All I can do is just preach to you people, and hopefully one of you will get it through your thick, numb skulls that we got to try this. Jeremy's smart like me. He writes, if a ban saves even one life, then it's worth it. Of course it's worth it. So no one really has the nerve to say yes or no. I mean, Jeremy kind of did. Nick writes, if we lived in a peaceful, crime-free utopia, then no need for guns. So you wouldn't want them back. Jimmy says, I just want the right to own. You see, he's dumb fuck. Jimmy's the one I'm talking about. He's dumb as shit. Cole won't even engage the argument. He says, no, you give your guns up. I'll keep mine. Cole's so thick-skulled, I can't even get him to suspend belief for 30 seconds. That's how fucked up he is. All right. Where was I? I got distracted like that happens all the goddamn time. Anyway. God bless Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. As you know, longtime sponsor. We go way back. 616-532-6600. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Get you set up with your car, your hybrid, your EV, whatever it is, they can help. Which, by the way, I have an article that I need to read to you about an EV nightmare. And it's a year old, but I stumbled upon it. But I have to read this to you. Irvine, 616-532-6600. The bubble is bursting on the EV thing. The bubble never really filled up. I'm sorry, but I don't know how anybody fell for wanting an EV. I've said forever that hybrids are where it's at. And I don't know how anybody took a look at EV technology and said, yeah, this is it. But if you do have one, they can fix it. They can also fix any type of car, truck, SUV. My God, they service my old pickup truck. They're the ones who got their hands on the 07 Accord when it imploded. Thank you to them. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, 616-532-6600, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. I want to mention Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance, another one of my sponsors who I utilize. I mean, every single one of the people that I'm talking about today, I work with them on a personal level, which makes talking about them so much easier. Frank realized early that EZ, your insurance policy is expiring 6 months ago. He goes, we need to get you into a new one. You've outlived this one. You were in a 20-year policy when you were 33 years old. You signed on the dotted line. It's expiring. We need to get you in a new policy. And he did just that. And it was fantastic. He takes care of everything. Everything. The best part about Frank as a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker is I don't pay him anything. He just gets me in the right policy. I buy the policy. The insurance company compensates him. That's how it works. Anyone in the U.S. can take advantage of this. You go to buyinsurancehere.com today. Fill out the form. There's a spot that says, how'd you hear about me? You put easy and boom, you're in business. He can handle any type of insurance needs that you have. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Okay, I got to get to this article about dude with the EV. And I wish this was a brand new article, but I stumbled upon it and I was like, oh, this is perfect. I got to read about this. I got to read this to you. It's actually like a year old. A little bit over. This is the story of a guy who lives somewhere in Canada. Looks to be a regular average Joe. Might have a little bit of wealth, but he went ahead and he bought one of those Ford F-150 Lightnings in Winnipeg, British Columbia. He bought it in January of 23. This is an expensive vehicle. Cost him $85,000 US. Translates to $115,000 Canadian plus tax. He overpaid for it. High demand at the time. He's like, well, and he said, I want to be a good citizen. Like he actually said, I want to be a responsible citizen and eco-friendly. You know, those people do exist. They really do. Now, I'm not really one of them. If I am going to buy any type of vehicle that doesn't burn a lot of fuel, I'm not doing it because I'm worried about the environment. I'm doing it because I want to save money at the pump. And if the byproduct is that that's going to help the environment, well, great. Good. I'm happy. I recycle my shit at the house here. Who doesn't? I'm not an idiot. Don't believe me when I talk about pouring oil in the backyard. I stopped doing that years ago. Anyway. This guy goes ahead. He's like, I want to be a responsible citizen. Goes ahead and he buys the EV. He needed the vehicle for work, but also wanted something suitable for recreational activities, such as driving to the cabin or going fishing. By the way, I was just looking up EV motorhomes. And there's one. Winnebago makes it. And right now, you can get into a Winnebago EV RV for a ton of money. And you can travel 108 miles. If you're not towing anything. That's right. You too can go 108 miles. Awesome. So now I can go just past Lansing. All right. By the way, the fraud bus, the goddamn gas tank is so big, it'll take me north of 500 miles. Sure, it's 8 or 9 miles per gallon, but whatever. This guy went ahead and he installed $10,000 worth of chargers, one at work and one at home. To accommodate the charger, he had to upgrade his home's electric panel for $6,000. So that's $16,000 more. Not long after the purchase, he got into an accident, a minor accident. He took the vehicle to the body shop, and it took 6 months to repair, which is crazy. He said no one from Ford answered his email or phone calls for help. That's fucked. And then there's the limitations. He decided to take the EV, the F-150 Lightning, on a trip to Chicago. It's a 1,400-mile trip. He looked up, okay, we can charge here, here, and here. They're called fast charging stations, and they only charge EVs up to 90%. And when you use a fast charger like that, the cost you pay is more than gasoline for the same mileage. Now, I don't know, how the fuck did he not do the legwork and figure this out ahead of time before signing on the dotted line? That's pretty ridiculous. I mean, come on. On the first stop in Fargo, North Dakota, they pulled up at the charging station, plugged in the fast charger. It took 2 hours to charge. So you have to stop for 2 fucking hours. And it cost him $56 to charge a vehicle from 10% to 90%. The charge was good for 215 more miles. Fuck that. That's all I need to see. Fuck you, okay? Why do people do this? What type of idiot has fallen for an EV? You have to be a real fucking twat, a stupid moron, to fall for the EV scam. It's bullshit. On the second stop in Albertville, Minnesota, the free charger was faulty, and the phone number on the charging station was of no help. So then he's running out of charge. They drive to another place, same thing. Ding Dong wrote that the sheer helplessness was mind-boggling. My kids and wife were really worried and stressed at this point. The local power company weighed in because they were tipped off that this was happening after the fact. And according to their records, the chargers were working fine, and it was a problem with the vehicle. The owner of the vehicle said, I don't think so. Because the guy charged the thing earlier in the day. The guy ended up having it towed to a Ford dealership in Minnesota and then rented a gas-powered vehicle to complete the trip to Chicago. Can you imagine all this shit? You spend $85,000 American dollars. You spend $16,000 and all this charging shit. And then you jump in the goddamn thing and you have to have it towed and you have to rent a gas vehicle. Wow. That's a tough one to put past you. Ding Dong says, yeah, between it being in the shop for 6 months, not being able to take it to my lake cabin, I cannot take it for off-the-grid camping. I cannot even take it on a road trip. I can only drive in city. Biggest scam of modern times, he says. Goddamn, I think the only thing logical would be if you took it to, if you drove city driving only, and you have a place to charge it once you get there. That's it. You're driving a golf cart. The guy who bought the thing said, people have the right to make choices. I want everybody to read my story. Do your research before even thinking about it and making a wiser choice. Like he did not do. This guy, it's good that he's talking. I wish I'd seen this a year ago. Maybe I did. Maybe I read it and forgot about it. He says, the actual thing they promise is not even close, not even 50%. And once you buy it, you're stuck with it. And you have to carry huge losses to get rid of that. And nobody is there to help you. Ford, in a statement to Fox Business, noted that driving ranges can be impacted by weather and geography, but also acknowledged some of the challenges facing the industry. Yeah, they made these fucking things, and they just weren't ready. The infrastructure is not ready. The need isn't there. This is, in my opinion, the government, specifically the Biden administration, leaned on these companies to do this shit. And they should have said no. No, we're not doing that. It's a fad, okay? It's ridiculous. And now it's all just going to fall on its fucking face. Kenny says, quote, off the grid camping. He literally needs the grid to use it. Kenny says, if only there was a tried and true option that he could have chosen ahead of time with multiple stations for refueling literally everywhere. Fuck. Holy shit. Yeah, man. Honestly, when it comes to the energy policies of Democrats, I am not on board. Easy is not lockstep. If it weren't for Trump, if you had anyone in there, Republicans, but Trump, I'd vote for him. I line up. Well, I can't say that. If you had a candidate in there, Republicans, who had the energy policies of Trump, but wasn't Trump and wasn't such a fucking idiot about gay people, I would vote. I would vote Republican. Okay. But I've already committed. I'm voting for Harris. No. If because energy policies in the U.S., the U.S. is absolutely capable of being independent on foreign oil. And you know, you're going to get that. Oh, what about the environment? It's like, yeah, I, it's just not a priority for me. How can you say that? I can. I am. I do believe in global warming, but we're not going to stop it. God damn it. Look, I'll go halfway with you. Hybrid technology. All right. I will do that. I have two of them. Two goddamn hybrids. Kenny says he might stand in line just to write in some funny other name or something. I'm not voting for either of them. That is your prerogative. It's not my job to tell people who to vote for. By the way, I went up on the fraud bus the other day because they told me that you have to go up there every time you take it out and check those little seals where the caulk is and shit. Because believe it or not, it takes next to nothing for the sun to destroy those. I had no idea that. And they said, yeah, that you got to check it. So I did. I went up it, and there's the most goddamn thing up on the roof of the fraud bus. Solar panels. The whole roof is a fucking solar panel. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And so I look it up. And if I'm off the grid, it'll power like the fucking fridge and all the plugs and shit. It won't power the AC, but I'll have power in there. Like fan, if you put on a fan or something like that, it's got a fucking solar power. It's like, I had no fucking idea. See, the fraud bus can be great, okay? But we're going to need like about 5 years of no destructive moments, okay, on the fraud bus for me to be comfortable with it. Bob says they're even trying to push EV trucks on FedEx. Range is under 150 miles. There's routes that do way more than that. Mine is small, and I do 100 miles a day. Kenny says your solar panels are going to break. Fraud panels. All right. I found that to be ridiculous. I'm just going to say, if any of you are planning on buying an EV, stop those plans now. Stop. I don't want the automakers to be fucking making shit that they don't need. I like a happy bit of manufacturing coming out of Michigan. Okay? I like workers working. I don't like workers being laid off because they have to change the EV plant and make it so that they're building combustion motors there again. Fuck that shit. We need our union strong and working, God damn it. Fuck those EVs. All right. Hold that thought. I got to go tinkle. I just can't take it anymore. I'll be right back. I'm going to play some of this music from this fantastic artist known as Jimmy. Kyle Fade. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Kyle. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Fade. Kenny writes, new clip published. How does Eric feel about EVs? Now look. You got to make sure that these clips are like devastating. I mean, they got to really make me look bad. Like there are some on there that have me saying shit like, I need kid dick or something like that. You know, I mean, how it's been. So if you're going to make a clip, it's got to be like that. It doesn't have to be about kid dick. You know, it's got to be funny. And he says, it's not that great, but I laughed. All right. I think this will work. I think you can see that. Yes, you can. All right, let's check it out. Fuck those EVs. Is that it? Fuck those EVs. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
You fucking dumbass. I'll fade. Ah, Kyle. I can't wait to see him again at Meijer. Every time I go, I'm like on the lookout. I'm going to be such a dick. I saw him one time and I was not a dick. I got to up my dick game and be more of a cock. Chris writes, on the Lost Zane recordings from Monday on Patreon. All right, that one might have been edited a little cleaner. This one's called, I think it's Kyle's Mexican Impression.
So they were transporting like some real watermelons, but most of it was like meth wrapped up in paper. to make it look like watermelons. And the reason you got to pull it up is because it's fucking hilarious, dude. These things do not look like watermelons. And like, but you just know, like some Mexican dudes are like, I think it looked pretty good. Okay. You know? Like, no, dude, it
doesn't. Totally in context moment, but it says in contest moment. Eric endorses incest. So I'm marrying my niece. All right. Some of those ones from way back. God damn. And then I'd go to a German community and say, guess what? Sieg Heil. I love having sex with 12-year-old girls. And oh God, I've got the boys covered. I'm rich in boys. I love boys. So dumb. I need a little girl. I need a little girl. God damn it. Always fun to go down memory lane. So I need to approve all those. Is that, didn't you say I need to do that? Are they all approved already? I don't know. I don't know how to do that. Feature selected. Okay. All right. I shouldn't be fucking around with this. I'm going to try to get Kyle on. Again, from a company that used to market with the Eric Zane Show podcast. I don't know if I'll be successful. Watch your ears. Watch your ears. That was loud, wasn't it?
Hey, folks, you reached Kyle Diller, and I just can't come to the phone, but... I just want you to leave a message so I can just call you right on back. All right. Have a just a glorious day. Right.
He said he's ripping up a floor. That is going to happen, by the way. You know what else is going to happen tonight is it's another Big Fraud Thursday. And so we're going to do Who Are These Free Beers? It is now a weekly show. A lot of people are excited about that. Yesterday, I listened to a segment that they did, and it's called People Need Advice. And so this is how this kind of lays out. Hey, people need advice, and we're going to give it to them. And so-and-so writes in and wants to know. It's kind of, it's similar to, I guess, Dear Meathead or whatever. You know, you guys would ask questions to my dad, who, by the way, I'm going to visit him on Sunday. I'm excited about that. After that news last week kind of took the wind out of my news yesterday that kind of took the wind out of my sails. But, you know, we'll get it. People need advice, and they start reading something, passing it off as like an audience member. Well, I heard it, and you know, it's kind of like everybody is aware that this is kind of like how they do it. They'll act like something is theirs, like it's something that actually was somebody was wrote in. And then it's not. It's either from Reddit or it's another source. So one of the segments caught my ear, and I kind of filed it away. I didn't know if I was going to park on it, but Chris here wrote in. Easy. I just listened to their show. And I heard about the weekly Who Are These Free Beers. It got me motivated to do some homework. As you know, and anyone with a brain, their segment, People Need Advice, or as I like to refer to it, read off internet posts, is all a big fake bullshit segment. Greg gives out the phone number 1,000 times, but nobody ever calls. Tuesday's show featured two segments of this garbage. Story about the man who wanted diamond eyes is read almost word for word off of the attached Slate link page. So a guy Greg was like, oh, this guy, his wishes are when he dies to have his head cut off. And he's writing to us, and his family's writing to us. Is this appropriate or not? Head cut off and make his head a decoration that we'll put up in the house. What do you guys think? So he makes it sound like it's coming in from an audience member, but he's reading it word for word from, like, the story that's right here. And Chris provided the link. It just further illustrates that that's all just nonsense, okay? And they all, like, weigh in like it's actually an audience member, but it's not. It's one of the laziest things you can do in doing a radio show. Like, you'd be able to see right through that if I said, well, it says here, Leonard in Spokane writes in that his father wants to have his head cut off, and do you have any advice for Leonard? You'd be able to sniff that out in a heartbeat. Chris also writes the other story that he starts with in the second segment about the girl and her roommates is also bullshit because he claims it to be a text. Now, I've thought about this too because, yeah, so-and-so texted in. Now, this would have to be a very, 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 very long text. And no one's going to do that. Okay? And he actually, Chris here, he took the text that Greg said was texted in and texted it to himself to see what would happen. He says, Greg claims it was a text when after writing down everything, he says, however easy, it comes to 579 characters, which I don't even think you can text that long of a text. Who the hell would? Once upon a time, long ago, they would take actual calls from their listeners and the segment was good or at least genuine. I don't know how anyone can listen to that and enjoy it. Take care. Yeah, I don't know how you can do that. This is the wording of what Greg read. Several of my friends live in a house where everybody shares responsibilities and they make decisions communally. I hang out there and I volunteer my labor occasionally because I like hanging out and included shared meals. A bedroom opened up recently and I expressed interest in moving in. My friends that live there said we'd love that. Another roommate took me aside and listed all the reasons why she was against me moving in. She suggested that I move nearby instead so I could cook for them more often. I left in tears. My friends think I should patch things up with her. That's a text? Fuck you. You're so full of shit. Nobody buys that, right? Bob says, today a whole segment was devoted to the big question on Facebook. Who on the show do you think is the nicest and why? Oh, no. You see, back in the day, we would do who on the show is the biggest jerk. And they would all say me. Or they'd say somebody else and me or whoever else would like, yes. Kenny writes, I've texted that much before and more. Yeah, oh yeah, those were good days. Don't remind me. I already feel bad enough just remembering it. So anyway, we will be doing Who Are These Free Beers? And then we will bust out another edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast featuring another minute of the Bomity Podcast with Ben Glaze. Episode number one. Also, there's a story about Green Day from last night. They were appearing at Comerica Park in Detroit. Something fucked up happened. No one spoil it right now. Bob indicates on the Freeburn Hot Wings Facebook post that someone on Facebook in the comments said Joe was the nicest. And why? which reminds me, what is the name of Justin Nettleback's, what do you call it, roofing company? Justin Nettleback Roofing, Washington. Hillside. I need to call over there and see if I can get Justin. Do you remember when all that shit was going down with Justin? It was right when I started on Q100. And I was busting his balls about something. And he sent an email to my boss at the radio station trying to get them to fire me. And I never did reach out to him about that to talk about it. But I think I should. What do you say we just call him up? Let's see. Okay. There they are. This ought to be fun. This ought to be a little gem for your old pal EZ. Check.
What's that routine, is Tom?
Hey, Tom, is Justin in?
What's that?
Is Justin in?
No, you'll need to call him on his cell.
Oh, what's his cell? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Let me look, man. I don't even know either, so let me find it. Justin. His cell number is 425-599.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. You said 425. Okay, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
All right. Piano Finger Banger says, oh, come on, don't mute it. No, I think you can get, like, arrested for that. You all didn't hear it, did you? Corey, did you hear that? He says, you're about to dox him, by the way. Oh, I wouldn't do that, dick. Okay, so this is Justin. Hey, I'm trying to get a hold of Justin.
This is Justin. How can I help you?
Oh, you can help me, all right. This is Eric Zane. How are you, Justin?
Holy crap, Eric Zane. Let's see. Like, Eric Zane, radio Eric Zane?
Well, no, Eric Zane the roofer. Who do you think?
Well, I'm in the roofing business now, so I don't hear from radio people ever, so...
Yeah, I want you to hear from me because I want to know why you reached out to my boss at the radio station.
Oh, it's because you're a piece of shit. You know why I did. Read the email.
That's a horrible thing to do. I can't believe you did that.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. I mean, all I did was ask you one question and
Hey, Eric, look how you had to get a hold of me. I mean... You know what I mean? This is just the person you are, and I'm not interested in having that person in my life, and neither is anyone else that I know of. So enjoy yourself, man. Have a good day. I appreciate it.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. I don't know if he's going to pick up.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Justin, it's Eric Zane. We got cut off. So as I was saying, I was trying to get to the bottom of that. And I don't know, you didn't let me get a word in. You just kind of like hung up. So I was hoping maybe I could get you back on. I've been trying to get you. A lot of people are clamoring for the latest No Please podcast. So I am willing to set aside all of that anger and frustration that you have put forth. I thought you were like Mr. Positivity and stuff. That was horrible. I can't believe you called me that horrible name on the podcast. So I'm hoping that you can put that aside in order to make another edition of the No Please podcast. We have so much ground to cover. Would you please reconsider? You can find me, well, anywhere. I'm easy to get a hold of. I'm also curious about when you're going to be back on the air. Can you please call me back ASAP so that we can get to the bottom of this? Okay, good luck in today's roofing endeavors. And I hope that you have a very fruitful day. And I hope one day you get rid of this anger and aggressiveness. It's a horrible thing to say about somebody. Okay, call me back. Bye-bye. All right, so that was Justin from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. The snap of a fingers, with the snap of my fingers, just like goddamn Thanos, we were able to get him on. Very frustrating to me that he would insult me like that and then aggressively hang up. Corey said he seemed pretty upbeat about it and said, "You're a piece of shit," in a joking way. So I'm surprised he hung up. Yeah, I don't know why he hung up. Becky says you should get a quote from his roofing company. All right. I don't know. I can't imagine, if he was giving an estimate and the person, if he has the same type of effect on a person out in the field as he does to people who are hearing him when he's broadcasting. Because it was very difficult to listen to when we would review the No Please podcast. Corey says, hire his roofing company so he has to come to your house and fix your roof. Well, he's in Washington State. I'm in Michigan, so that's not going to work. But you're right. If he was, I would. Bob says, tell him I thought he was good on Freebird and Hot Wings. But you liked Justin on Freebird and Hot Wings. Okay. I think he was more polarizing than I was, frankly. Well, there you go. That is the first former member of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show to appear on the Eric Zane Show podcast. The first. Let's see. Cole says he's a fan of him on there too. So there are fans here that like him. So it could have worked out. Bob says his podcast was garbage, but he was good on the show. I'm sure there were a lot of people that liked him. I just don't understand why he was so aggressive and attacking to me. You know, I have worked hard to be Mr. Positive. And, I pray for him daily. So I don't know what that's all about. I'm kind of devastated about the whole thing. All right. Well, I'm going to have to pull myself up by my bootstraps and try to get over that horrible moment by telling you about A&E Heating and Cooling. Now, look, if you were to get your furnace tuned up, and you should, and get a full diagnostics testing, see how efficient it's running, which I do every year, that is $145. However, book now, and DTE is going to pay for that 100% free. If you have not done this in the last 2 years with Joe Martinez, you are eligible. So if Joe's been to your house to tune up your furnace in the last 2 years, not eligible. 2 years plus, eligible. So call now, new customers, 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. Get more information and get that for free. If not, hire them anyway to tune up the furnace. Furnace tune-up start at $75, 616-516-8579. Buy now, finance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. An amazing realty team that can help you. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. No matter where you are in the U.S., buy now, refinance later. 231-332-6505. It's time for the asshole of the day. Corey writes, I liked hearing about Justin's garbage trailer park childhood on the show and the stories from that. Yeah, there are people all over this podcast who loved him. Okay, and here I am giving him the opportunity to talk about the No Please podcast, and he says something horrible that was not at all positive, because I thought he was all about love, and I expected nothing but love there, and I got no love, none, no love. There was nothing loving about that, and I was dumbfounded. How am I supposed to respond to that? You know, I don't want to make him the asshole of the day, but, I mean, if you just out of the blue call somebody a piece of shit and then hang up on him, I mean, that's assholish behavior to be sure. What do you guys think? Yeah, whatever. Maybe another day we'll get him on. I hope so. That's probably the best he sounded. I mean, my God, he just dropped the fucking hammer on me. He beat the fuck out of me. On my own goddamn show. Fortunately for Justin, there was a school shooting yesterday. As Kenny points out, he says, easy, you can't make Justin the asshole of the day when you have a school shooter. And he's right. That would be absurd. Fucking Justin doesn't even know me. That really bothers me. All he knows me from is reviewing his podcast and reading about his frivolous lawsuit he has against Cumulus, which pretty much has blacklisted him from the industry, as I understand it. In my opinion, it sounds frivolous. The asshole of the day is the 14-year-old school shooter. Without a doubt. You might have to throw his dad in there, too. I probably need more information on that to be able to determine. Well, that's going to do it for this show. I appreciate you for being part of it and enjoying it. Hopefully. I know I enjoyed it. Have a great day. I'll talk to you on my Patreon. Till then. nap today. So this might happen quickly. No, no nap today. Enough fucking sleeping for the week. All right. Till then, bye-bye.
Here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.